what's your 30-second pitch on your stock pick?
So my pick tonight is Micron. It's listed in the US and it's a semiconductor manufacturer. It basically makes memory chips. And you have two types of memory chips, flash memory and DRAM. And they are a significant player, especially in DRAM, with about a quarter market share. There are only three big players in the memory chip market: SK Hynix, Samsung, and then Micron. Micron have got a US-based manufacturing footprint, which means in these days between Huawei and the US and government political tensions, they are well placed. And with fewer players now, a more concentrated industry, that means the outlook for pricing is very good. They can hopefully constrict supply of memory chips, which in the past was a problem, too many memory chips in the market, and that bodes well for Micron.
Okay, interesting one there. Chris, on your side?
Yeah, I'm going out on a limb now on this one. TFG, the Fashini Group, sitting on a single-digit PE. The results came out the other day, and I think along with Mr. Price, they're the only retailer that's managed to come to the plate. The only clothing retailer, that is, come to the plate when it comes to dealing with COVID, acting quickly and decisively. They've got a strong rand hedge element in Australia, not so much in Britain. I think they're struggling a bit there, but what's happening in Britain is that a lot of these iconic brands are falling, they're dropping like flies. And I think Fashini's brands, or TFG's brands, will actually stay there and will actually do quite well, and just adding to that whole rand hedge element. So provided they manage to get the UK side right, and the UK is going to be very, very tough for a while. I think this thing, the valuation is quite compelling.
Okay, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management, and independent analyst Chris Gilmore also joining us this evening. Julietta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions next week, or tomorrow rather. I'm already fast-forwarding here. Have a good evening for now. We'll be right back.